713-61. Or feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you stand. Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, number eight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hi, praise the Lord, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. What an honor and what a privilege, once again, to be able to come into your homes and your automobiles through the radio broadcast and share with you all the love of God. Hallelujah. Boy, it's a tremendous honor, and it's a tremendous privilege. And we're going to try something different today. I'm going to try to go live Facebook, you know, to do something. You know, all God want to do is get his word out. You know, especially during a season like this, you know. Yeah, he want to get his word out. And I thank him that he's given me the opportunity through this radio broadcast, especially during this season right here, to share with you a powerful message. Thank you, Jesus. So let's pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, the Christ, your Son, I would ask, Father God, that you would open up our hearts, our ears, to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to your people. Do this radio broadcast today, Father. Let your anointing flow, Lord. Let your word flow, Lord. Let blind eyes be open and deaf ears be unstopped and the lame walk and the dumb talk, and men and women come into the knowledge of what's really going on, especially in this season and in this time, Father. I ask that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened. Now teach us, my Father. And not only teach us, Father, allow it to be good ground. Allow it to be good ground, my Father God, that you sow into the day so that it might produce in our lives. Some 30-fold, some 60-fold, and some 100-fold. To your glory, Father, to your honor, to your praise. Holy Spirit, have your way right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way. Have your way. Once again, thank you, Father. I give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Let's say once again, what an honor. What a privilege it is to be able to come into your homes and your automobiles and share with you all, boy, a powerful message. It's an end time message. Listen, this message is a little bit different from ordinary messages and what messages that you hear all the time and all those messages that you hear all the time. And listen, those are great messages. Those are good messages. Hallelujah. And they all are means. They all are means to an end. That's what they are. They are means to an end. What end, boy? That you might come back into the kingdom of God. Jesus said this, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a testimony to every nation. Then the end gonna come. When this gospel of the kingdom is preached in all the world as a testimony to every nation, then the end gonna come. That's my assignment. That's what he called me to. He called all of us, you know, all of us, everybody, I don't care who you are, he'll call all of us to a purpose. A purpose in achieving man his destiny and his plan for our lives. That's my purpose. My purpose, boy, is to go into all the world and preach this gospel of the kingdom to every nation. As a testimony to every nation. Not just enticing words, not with just enticing words of man wisdom, but in demonstration and power. So that the faith of the hearers don't stand in the wisdom of the man, but in the power of God. What you mean by that? But that you might know God for yourself. Oh, Lord. Ain't no, listen, boy, I just got one thing I want. My desire is, oh, glory. My desire, boy, that you might know him. What you mean know him, boy? That you know him for yourself. That takes more a personal encounter with the Lord. Hallelujah. And I thank you for the corporate encounters that we have when we come together in our church services. When we come together in our church services, in our corporate relationship, thank God for that. But what I'm talking about, boy, that's personal. That's where you are right now, you and God, you and your Father. That's the greatest relationship you want. That's what I come to introduce to you, man, that personal thing, and help you grow in that, in your everyday walk and your everyday talk, boy, as you become who you really are, boy. That's why I come on here every time and I tell you, hey, mighty men and hey, mighty women of the Most High God. Hallelujah. That's how I announce you. I know who you are. That's why I say, hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God every time I come on this broadcast, because you are. Hallelujah. Mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. And we just coming into the knowledge of, we're not just, you know, good Christians and everything else. No, we sons and daughters of the Most High God. And we coming to the knowledge of what that really mean, you know, and not only what they really mean, but why are we the sons and daughters of the Most High God? Not just Baptists and Methodists and Church of God in Christ and Christians and all those titles, all right, that's what you come up under. But I'm talking about, boy, sons and daughters of the Most High God, and not just members of a church, not just members of a church, but citizens of God's kingdom. Hello. Members don't have rights in the kingdom, but citizens do. You got a right. Just like you got rights as a citizen of the United States of America, boy, you got some rights as citizens of the kingdom of heaven. You got a right to be healed. You got a right to be saved. You got a right to be blessed. You got a right to be delivered. You got a right, man, to walk in all the blessings that God has for us. We got a right to that, man. That's our God-given rights. God has blessed us with that. With what? His righteousness. Put us back in right line and right standings with him. Right. So that he could chart our course, toward the destination that he has for our life. And I'm telling you, boy, that's a marvelous destination for your life. Boy, I discovered that. I found the answer to mankind's age-old questions. What? Who are we? Where we come from? Why are we here? I say number three again. Why are we here? That's important. What can we really do? And where are we going to end up at? Well, that's mankind's age-old question. Well, I found the answers. Know where I found the answers? That's, man, I found the answers, man, in the Word of God. That's where the answer to everything is, boy. It's what, in the Word of God. I'm not talking about just the Bible. I'm talking about what God said. And through that Bible, getting an understanding, a knowledge and an understanding of what he says. Boy, he says some great things. You're his son. You come from him. You're his daughter. You come from him. Where is he?
In heaven.
If you come from him, he in heaven.
You come from heaven.
You come from him. You offspring from him. Spring off from him.
We spring off from him. We
the same method that he is, the same character, the same nature, the same likeness as he is, so are we. We come from him. We come from heaven. The Bible says you have dual citizenship. Your citizenship is not only here on earth. Listen, our citizenship is not just here on earth, but we originated, man, in heaven. And then he came down to the earth and made a body for us to live in. All that's for a purpose, for a reason. You know, this is the greatest holiday of all, you know, and I pray that the Holy Spirit will open up our eyes and show all of us, man, from me all the way down to you. Hope it goes out of your way. So that you'll know, boy, what Easter is really. So that you'll know what Easter is really all about. Boy, so, listen, if you don't know the purpose for a thing, abuse is inevitable. You'll miss at the use of it. I'm going to say that again. Wherever purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. Jimmy, you're going to miss at the use of it. Or abuse, or you're going to abnormally use it. We know what this is. This is the Easter holiday. This is when Jesus Christ died up on the cross, Good Friday, and rose from the dead on early Sunday morning. You know, we know what that is. We know what this is. But I wonder if you know why this is. Why? See, it's all right to know what something is, but it's more important to know why it is. We know what this is. It's Easter weekend. But why? Why is this? Purpose is more important than what something is. Purpose is way more important. You can know what something is and don't know the purpose for it and miss at the whole use of it. Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, have your way. Listen, let's go to the Word of God. The Bible say, let me take you, let's go all the way back. The Bible say, and I'm going to, for the sake of time, I'm gonna quote the scriptures to you. The Bible say in 1 John, he says this, that which was from the beginning, that which we have seen, that which we have handled, that which we have touched and our hands have handled, the word of life. That's what we declare unto you. So that you too may have fellowship with us. And of a truth, our fellowship is with the Father, with his Son, Jesus Christ. Fellowship. One-on-one. That you too may have fellowship with him. That you too might know him. Come to know him. That you too might not just know of him, but know him. Know him. Just like you know your children, just like you know your mother, your father, to know him. When that which was from the beginning. That's a scripture, we'll come back to it. What was from the beginning? See, in your Bible, in Genesis chapter 1, the Bible say, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And in 1 John chapter 1, it say, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. But I'm talking about something that was before that. What are you talking about, Arthur? So that you can know why Easter is. First, the Holy Spirit revealed it. The Holy Spirit revealed it to the Apostle John, man. And he told him this, that which was from the beginning. What do you mean? That which was before the beginning, even began. not in the beginning, but from.